Tonight, fire sweeps through parts of Abosokai. We're live on the grounds for details. Plus, ECG mounts strong defense of its 225% tariff hike demand, as it is warning only this hike can deliver a 3% revenue hit over the next 3 years.
We want to maintain the financial stability of the company. So, Mr. Regulator, please approve our tariff of 225%.
Also tonight, ECG is pressuring PURC to factor in the full cost of generation and to raise the public lighting levy, which it says is suffocating the company.
In other words, the generation cost of ECG is even higher than the sales that we make.
And industries in the free zones enclave should brace for higher power bills as Enclave Power pushes for 163% increase in its distribution service charge.
57 Ghana pesos from the current PURC approved 21.62, and that is expected to increase our DSC1 by 163%.
Thanks for choosing our top story. As always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Faustina Safo. Tonight, the Electricity Company of Ghana has been mounting a strong defense of its jaw-dropping 225% tariff hike demand. ECG argues that the cost of generating power has now outstripped its sales, plunging the company into deeper losses. We have more on that story for you shortly. But first, the breaking news from Abosokai, where fire has swept through parts of the suburb of the capital. The inferno has been raging the last few minutes, and we can now go live on the ground and speak to the PRO of the National Fire Service, who would be joining us, just give us his updates on this. They're live on the ground trying to tame the flames. My colleague Kenneth Jesse is also on the ground. We'll be crossing over there shortly. We're told that the fire service is actually on their way there to try and tame the flames. Residents are worried, and we're hoping we'll be reaching them shortly just to get updates on this for you. It's happening live at Abosokai. We're receiving news that they're dealing with an inferno in parts of the suburb of the capital. My colleague Kenneth Jesse will be joining us shortly just to give us updates. But let's turn our attention now to our top story this hour, where tonight the Electricity Company of Ghana has been mounting a strong defense of its jaw-dropping 225% tariff hike demand. ECG argues that the cost of generating power has now outstripped its sales, plunging the company into deeper losses. It says only this increment, which is raising the distribution service charge from 19 pesos to nearly 62 pesos per kilowatt, can deliver that modest 3% revenue growth over the next 3 years. The utility company warns that without approval, it faces a major revenue shortfall in the coming 2026 fiscal year. But ECG appeals goes beyond the tariffs. The company insists that the current circulation calculation excludes critical costs, including the huge burden of public lighting, which it says is draining its finances. It is calling for tariff bands to be collapsed to ease recovery. Management promises that if it is accepted in terms of their proposal, customers will see improved services and investment in reliability. Well, you've been in that meeting all day. Our lead data analyst Isaac Kofieje joining me in the studio just to give me a breakdown of ECG's justification and why exactly they are pushing for this for PURC. Let's start with the major challenges that they've been telling us.
Well, several challenges, but we have to focus on three. First one is a current charge, which ECG says is below the industry's benchmark. According to them, the current benchmark is around 30% of the actual charge. ECG claims that what they are charging in terms of their distribution service charge only is about 11% of the total tariff that consumers pay, and so they want this increase. Another aspect has to do with the city depreciation, which they've been tracking since 2022. It's also one big thing that is affecting ECG at the moment. And then as well, there is that $8 million spent on network upgrades and smart meters, which according to ECG, they need this tariff to actually recover this cost.
And they've been justifying this, really. Let's listen to them. You've been speaking to some of them.
I think I want to emphasize that all the projects I have taken you through, the main reason is that, yes, we have done those, some of the projects. We have paid for some, but a significant number of them, we are yet to pay for them. And therefore, we need tariff, not just to pay for some of the projects, but also to undertake some of the critical projects the regulator has approved for us. Operations cost is 2.5 billion and it increased to 3.3 billion. On an average, it's 2.9 billion in that order. Now, if you put this alongside the energy that we plan to sell during the same period, the average tariff that ECG is requesting for is 61 pesos per kilowatt hour. In 2024, the public lighting levy set aside to cover the cost of public lighting is only covering 28% of ECG's cost of public lighting. And for that reason, we are requesting the regulator to approve a tariff for public lighting. If you take our books of accounts, you will realize that the generation cost alone and the sales, ECG is into loss.
Well, Isaac, ECG also revealed that the cost of keeping street lights on is crippling their business. Tell me more about it.
Well, they've been saying that, well, at the moment, what they collect in terms of the current streetlight levy that we pay per every kilowatt hour that we buy, currently only ECG gets about just 50% of that income. The remaining 50% goes to the energy ministry. They've been making strong case for this as well. Let's listen to the ECG.
I have other proposals for you. So as part of the proposal, ECG has also proposed that the tariff band in some of the bands should be collapsed. End user tariff. There are three bands in the residential tariff. We are requesting the regulator to reduce that to just two, to keep the lifeline tariff and just one additional one. 2024, the public lighting levy set aside to cover the cost of public lighting is only covering 28% of ECG's cost of public lighting. And for that reason, we are requesting the regulator to approve a tariff for public lighting, so that whatever is consumed by public lighting will be able to bill it. Liquid fuel. The tariff adopts a weighted average cost of gas. The challenge we face is that where under emergency or other conditions we have to buy liquid fuel or we have to generate with liquid fuel, the price of liquid fuel is more than the gas. And for that matter, the tariff for generation will not be passing through the tariff. So we are asking the regulator to adopt a weighted average cost of fuel rather than weighted average cost of gas. In other words, the generation cost of ECG is even higher than the sales that we make. All we are requesting the regulator to do is to ensure that the generation cost is a pass-through cost in full.
As well, and they are in terms of their promises, according to them, if we are able to give them this 225% increment in tariff, what they are promising is an improvement in the smart meters that they actually are going to distribute, and then also the improvement of the network lines that actually transmit this power. So this is the promise from ECG, not just on that, but also their revenue, which has become a key determinant in determining who gets what in the cash waterfall mechanism, firstly.
SIFI is also expected to reduce by 44%. We plan to deploy 3 million meters in the next 3 years. In terms of financial growth, sales is projected to increase by 18% with an annual growth rate of 8%. In conclusion, ECG is requesting for 225% in tariff, specifically the DSC one, to support the deployment of smart metering technology, which is working for us. Secondly, we are requesting the regulator to approve our tariff so that we can enhance customer service delivery and also ensure ECG can continue to provide reliable and quality electricity for Ghana. I'm sure all of you will agree with me that in the past 2 or 3 months, the electricity in the southern sector has been fairly stable. This is the rainy season, but we have not been witnessing the kind of shortfalls that we used to have in the past. And finally, we want to maintain the financial stability of the company. So, Mr. Regulator, please approve our tariff of 225%.
And what did the regulator say, Kofi?
Well, the regulator... is expected to finish this structural adjustment by September 2025. PRLC is expected to do all of this by September 2025, and by October 1st, we expect, or the IMF expect, that this adjustment will take effect. We've spoken to the chairman of the stakeholder committee, Nanaya Janta, who says that at this stage they are receiving proposals, and they are not so sure whether what they have proposed is what they are going to give to them. They are going to look at the data, and that will influence their decision. Let's listen to her.
Oh, we have received their proposals for some increment in tariffs. You know, in 2022, the PURC went through a major tariff review process, and we gave them a tariff. They've come to tell us what they use the money for, but not us as PURC. They have to speak to the public. So we have two types, which is deep in law: the stakeholder meetings and also the public hearings. So now the process at which we are is the stakeholder meetings. Whatever percentages we see right now, it is the percentages that they have proposed. These are not percentages that we don't know whether we'll give them or not. So after everything, the PRC is going to sit down and also interrogate these numbers, these figures, so that at the end of the day, we'll decide what is in the interest of the consumer and the financial viability of the utility service provider. We shouldn't be alarmed. We are seeing some huge figures, but these are proposals, and we want to reiterate and emphasize that these are proposals.
Well, let's explore the conversation further here on Top Story. Join me now is Justice Kojo Yauche, his policy lead, petroleum and conventional energy, and also Ebenezer Bade in his energy economies. We appreciate your time, gentlemen, here on Top Story. I'll start with you, because, Mr. Ebenezer, I just want to get your thoughts on this. ECG's justification as to why exactly they want to increase tariffs. They say it doesn't really cover the operational costs. Shouldn't we be paying attention to them?
Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss the ECG proposal. Over the years, from 2022 to 2024, the multi-year tariff order had been designed such that the utilities now will have to go look for loans to pre-finance investment projects or network expansion projects. And then when those projects have materialized and are in service, then you can now come make a case before the regulator for it to be included in the tariff. This ECG has been able to carry out a lot of the major substation expansion work, line reconstruction across the southern part of where we operate, have all been brought into service. Weak substations, but elsewhere you have to inject more transformers, more than 1,500 transformers, to ensure that the quality of supply is good to communities. So now, for this tariff year order 2026 to 2030, we're supposed to now put that before the regulator, and then we can ask for a meaningful return on such investment so that we can pay for our debt. And then when the asset also is faulty or damaged, we can also replace them. So that is one. Now, the second one has to do with the macroeconomic parameters. So inflation, foreign exchange rates, and all that. We are hit twice in terms of FX. Whereas we purchase power in USD terms, we are collecting CDs to convert to pay. And just when there's a swing in FX, we are hit by it straight. Now, we come to distribution. All our transformers, conductors, lines are all in USD. So macroeconomic parameters hit us always. Now, we have a situation where the PURC tries to catch up a bit with the automatic tariff adjustment mechanism. Here again, it has not been adequate. So we still are in a cycle of debt. And how do we come out and are able to pay our suppliers, power producers? You hear them threatening sometimes to go off, to shut down and all that. So we are in a critical situation where we need to now come to the regulator, ask for some tariff adjustment so that we can go and repay for this investment and maintain the network and provide the quality services that is required. Today, we have done digitization. We have the mobile app that is fully functional. We've brought services to the doorstep to customers. You sit in the room, you can make a complaint, and then we come in with our team to come and fix it. Meter replacements are going on. The loss reduction project, which is looking at replacing faulty meters and all that, such that revenues can be collected, have all been implemented. We used to have a backlog of meter supplies of over 40,000. Today we have eased them all, and now we don't have too many of these backlogs. So it's just to come to the regulator and say that where we are, we need support to be able to advance the electricity distributing and retailing business.
But this support is coming at a cost to me, the consumer, and so we're wondering how best we can deal with it. Some of the arguments you're making when it comes to ECG's operation and the cost of the dollar, many would argue that within the past few months, the dollar as against the CD has been doing very well. So if your argument is the cost of acquisition and what have not, at least you should have recorded some gains. Why push down this cost to me, the consumer?
So if you follow the energy sector, that somewhere about in the region of $1.7 billion. Today, renegotiation and restructuring and all that has brought it down to about $1.1 billion. And there's still an aggressive force with the government of Ghana to bring the sector debt down. Now, if we talk up, we talk about electricity distribution. For the past 10 years, we know the behavior of the fund. Then we saw some respite in the beginning of this year. But compared to the debt that has built up for years, how do we use 5 months of recovery to cover up the historical debt? So, yes, we admitting that this year we've seen some respite in FX funding, but it's not enough to even cover the debt that is there.
But isn't that one of the justification why the energy minister introduced the energy sector levy, that one CD on every pump fuel prices to help ease the burden on ECG?
So this is different from the energy sector levy.
Okay.
The levy is to cover liquid fuel levy.
Okay.
The levy is to cover liquid fuel levy.
Okay.
The levy is to cover liquid fuel levy.
Okay.
The levy is to cover liquid fuel levy.
Okay.
The levy is to cover liquid fuel CG bills customers, the customer's consumption. It's not enough to cover the generation cost, the transmission cost, and the distribution cost of this treatment. So an adjustment in that, upward adjustment, will help us to be able to at least pay for the energy that has been catered for. And remember, these are coming from the private power providers and the BRE. Now, you will hear that all of them say ECG owes them and all that. How do we come out, pay them, and then even do our preaching? And then let me share one more information. You see, when you take our account, let's assume that it costs us 10 cedis to buy power from our generator. And let's say Gridco adds 1 cedi, and then ECG adds 2 cedi. Then the total price should be 13. If they approve 8 pesos for you, how would you pay for even those upstream, let alone come to your distribution operation?
Okay, Ebenezer, stay with me. Let me bring in Justice Kojo at this point in time just to get his thoughts on this. I'll come to you for your final words. Kojo, we're just hearing from ECG give their justification as to exactly why they need to increase tariffs. They say it simply is not enough in terms of their generational cost, the amount that we are charging for our tariffs. It's not enough. Is that justified enough?
Well, I mean, as we sit here right now, they are just giving us proposals on what they think would be enough. The PLC will have to put this number to strict testing and economic analysis to ensure that whatever it is that they are asking is economically feasible and will also protect the integrity of the grid. So at this point, we can't just throw out that, oh, it's not justified. I mean, some of the things that they'll be asking for, would have to make some concessions and allow certain limits of investment. But for us, what is more important is really about how do we reduce losses and how do we improve revenue efficiency to the extent that if ECG is telling us that we need X amount to be able to invest to ensure that we are providing quality service to the consumer, and also ensure that we are able to improve our financial viability, we should be able to tie the investment that they are asking for or the investment cost that wants to recover to these performance indicators. So if we approve X for you, how much would that accrue in reduction in losses? How much would that accrue in revenue efficiency to ensure that there is financial turnaround? I mean, these conversations on tariffs have not really tied the two. because we are always under the theoretical assumption that if we increase tariffs, then we will collect more money. But, I mean, the evidence is showing that that is not so. How do we ensure that we are able to hold the utilities accountable to the allowable investments that we give them within the tariff period? And for us, that's the most important thing that we are going to look at once we interrogate the numbers.
Okay.
Because if you look at the investments that they have made, I think in the last 3 years, over $800 million, and that has translated in only 1.4% of loss reduction. And they anticipate that they are going to do another 5% loss reduction within the tariff period. That is not enough.
That's not enough, you say. Let me bring in Ebenezer. Justice, if you will allow me, at this point, I have to come in. Let me just bring in Ebenezer to respond to your concerns. Just 1 minute, Mr. Ebenezer, because you are with the ECG, so you can paint the picture for us within 1 minute. Just tell us, why exactly are you experiencing losses? Mr. Ebenezer, can you hear me? I'm just trying to raise
the last point.
Right,
you said I should tell why.
So one of the key concerns that Justice Kodjo has raised is about the effectiveness of ECG. And the reason why you're always recording losses is also a management problem, you agree?
We from where we sit, the challenge has been, we go look for funds for investment, and then we come before the regulator. We demonstrate that these works have come into service. Customers are enjoying those services. And then now when you put the cost before the regulator, it is not passed through. If it's not passed through, then you keep the debt in your book. And that has been the cycle. Now, we come to system loss reduction and then even reliability indicators. We're supposed to now use those investments to achieve this benchmark.
Okay.
Those approvals are not given.
Okay, thank
you. And then now we are expected to deliver that service.
Mm. Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ebenezer Baydin. He's an economist with ECG. Joining me earlier was Justice Kodjo, policy lead for petroleum and conventional energy. My name is Faustina Safo, and that's it for Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.